A cool summer handcuffed farmers this year, according to Bill Halfman. He's an agriculture agent with UW Extension in Monroe County. Halfman says they're evaluating whether frost in some areas sealed the fate of corn crops in southwestern Wisconsin. He says it looks like grain will be wet and less ripe this year.
As far as selling it, say, for export or for processing into other products, they have standards that they need to grain at a certain, usually 15.5% is what corn's moisture standard is. And if it's wetter than that, then they have storage problems with it, spoilage and things like that.
Meanwhile, Kevin Schesso, a UW Extension ag agent serving Burnett, Washburn, and Sawyer counties, says corn in northwestern Wisconsin probably matured before the frost hit, but they're also seeing wetter grain.
So we're going to need some heat and a nice fall harvest to dry that corn down out in the field so farmers don't have to spend a lot of money in drying costs.
Which they most likely won't see, according to meteorologist Mike Welvert with the National Weather Service office in La Crosse.
It looks like, for the most part, temperatures are going to average below the normal. And it looks like it's going to be a little bit above normal for the precipitation chances. So that's going to take us through about the third week of October.
Corn growers in other areas of the Midwest, such as North Dakota and Minnesota, are among those concerned about the first frost of the season. They're also seeing delayed development of crops due to cooler weather. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.